You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Are bathed in radio waves, TV broadcasts, probably telepathic messages, from other minds deep in thought.
Listening to the radio at the same time.
And this radio simply makes audible something that you thought was inaudible.
Hi, this is Kenny Kramer, the real Kramer, and you're listening to WGXC Acra. And as Cosmo would say, giddy up!
Here's a PSA from Columbia County Sanctuary Movement about what to do if you encounter ICE. In our community, knowledge is power, so let's talk about your rights. You don't have to open the door, and you have the right to stay silent. Not sign anything, and in New York, you can record an interaction with law enforcement. If an agent comes with a warrant, it must be signed by a judge to be valid. In public, make sure to stay calm, don't run, and never lie or show false documents. If you're detained, you don't have to sign anything without a lawyer. ICE can use your words against you. So stay silent and ask for legal help. To stay informed, visit our social media account at CCSMNY, and if you are interested in learning more about your rights, call Columbia County Sanctuary Movement at 518-303-3844.
These are the days of Elisha. Yes, beloved. These are the days of Elisha. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds. Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee.
Well,
There's no God like Jehovah. No God like Jehovah. Hey, these are our Marines singing to the glory of God. Beloved, hoorah. Oh my God, beloved, you don't even know. I got tears listening to those Marines and watching them worship and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And you know, those of you who have been in the military, or those of you who have family members and you've gone to one of their graduations or ceremonies, and you look out in the crowds and you see baby faces, you see little girls and little boys, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. Oh my God. You know, in the movies, we always see the soldiers and they're full grown people. Beloved, so many of our soldiers are going out there, are just coming out of high school. Amen. Some just having no other alternative for a better chance in life. I mean, they want to see the world. They want to get that education. They need that benefit to be able to go to college, to be able to buy a home, to be able to have health care. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And what a gift to be able to give our young people the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. That he's here, that he comes riding on the clouds, that he gives us freedom and liberty. And hallelujah, that, amen, we have a God named Jehovah, El Shaddai, Adonai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, you know, to have that in their heart and in their knowledge as they do the work they signed up to do. Amen. To be able to protect and to serve, to help. Hallelujah. Here and abroad. Come on here, somebody. What a mighty God we serve. I'm so glad the military has not succumbed to some of the voices that the adversary would want to use to rob our young people of knowing that there's somebody out there who cares, somebody who's almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, somebody who will be with them in the good time and the bad, the happy and the sad. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about, beloved. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist, because I know the man, hallelujah, we call Jesus and his master plan. Glory be to God. Well, we're here on the first Sunday of December, the last month of the year 2025. What a year it has been. And we are going into a season of celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. We are also going to the season that is ordained by God for December 2025. How about that? Amen. And so we want you to be in position. We want you to be ready. Hallelujah. Move with the cloud. The cloud of glory is moving, beloved. Hallelujah. Move with the cloud. And so we got some music to help with that. We got music lined up, 6 songs back to back, with the music for the reason and the season. Yes, amen. This is the second Sunday of Advent also. It's the date of focus of peace. Hallelujah. Peace. The Bethlehem candle that symbolizes peace. Praise be to God as you are going to worship experiences where they have those Advent wreaths and they'll be lighting those 2 candles. Last week was hope. This week is peace. Hallelujah. Let the peace that passes understanding be with you in your heart and in your mind. We got more music. Yes, we do. That's what we do for you. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by Phil Wickham. God Sent Me a King. Jonathan McReynolds. Pastors Jonathan McReynolds and Smokey Norful. A Strange Way to Save the World. Rascal Flatts. Mary, Did You Know? Chandler Moore, Lizzie Morgan, and Maverick City. King of Kings, Angels We Have Heard on High. Naomi Raines and Kim Walker Smith. Emmanuel, Sister Benita Jones. After that, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. God rest ye, merry gentlemen. God sent us a king, a strange way to save the world. Mary, did you know? King of Kings. Angels, we have heard on high. Emmanuel, God is with us. Glory be to God.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's bowing, we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Each other now embrace this holy tide of Christmas. Oh, now the death deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God sent me a king, one born to change everything. God sent me a light, a love that makes wrong men right, in a way that only He can. God sent me more than just a man. He sent me a king. God sent me a king. For every time my heart was broken, every time I lost my way, for every wrong needing forgiveness, grace would come on Christmas Day. Born the universe's finest, angels sing the sweetest sound. Worthy of the throne, regardless if he wears a crown, God send me a king, one born to change everything. He sent me a light. Us a king, one born to change everything. He sent us a light, yeah. A love that makes strong men right, in a way that only he can.
God sent me more than just a man.
He sent us a king. Must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this stable filled with hay? Why? Such a strange way to save the world. Just think if I would come then, if Jesus had come as he deserved, there would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his. Joseph knew the reason.
Darkness, we were waiting. without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Glory. Glory to God. You're listening to WGXC. It's 90.7 FM. WGXC Acre, Hudson, Catskill, and beyond. WGXC.org online. And this is Pastor Kim. I am the perpetual optimist with the message, with the music. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. We got more music for you. We've got Emmanuel coming up after King of Kings, Angels We Have Heard on High. And after Emmanuel, God with Us, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So don't go nowhere. I hope you'll stay. Let's hear what the words say.
We were made to bring you with us. We bless your name. Come on and just put praise in the atmosphere. Lord, we love you. We adore you. There is nobody like you. Your name is excellent. You are wonderful. You are the mighty God. You are the Prince of Peace. And we worship you today. We worship you. We worship you. Come on, we're going to sing it from the top. I think you know this one. It says, come, 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 let us adore him. Come, let us adore him. Kneel down before him. Worship him. Worship and adore him. Yeah. Come on, let's celebrate him. Emmanuel. Call his name, yeah.
Emmanuel.
He's the one the prophets foretold from a long time ago.
Emmanuel.
He's Mary's baby, yeah.
Emmanuel.
We worship you. We worship you. Come, let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. Worship and adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down.
Yes, beloved, we worship you, Lord. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We worship you. You know, someone once likened the coming of Jesus into the earth as a human going into the form of an ant and coming to lead the ants in the ant colonies, bringing them together to work together, to build together. You know, ants work well together, even without a leader. And but sometimes they're in danger, too. And they'd be in danger for me and you, right? And can you imagine if, you know, we were so in love with the ants that you said, you know what, Father Creator who made me in human form, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to help my ant brothers and sisters out. They don't know what's coming. They don't know how to, you know, maximize their full potential. They don't know how much you love them and how much you care. There's dangers all around. There's infighting and fighting from without. I'm going to go down and help my aunt brothers and sisters out. Who would take that task? Who would volunteer for that? Right? Well, that's sort of like what Jesus did for us, beloved. He left his home in glory to become our salvation story. It was written of him in the beginning of beginnings that God would send one who would bruise the enemy's head. Hallelujah. Put him under his heel. Praise the Lord. He would be a savior and a redeemer for people. Praise be to God. Bring us back to a right relationship with God that was corrupted by the deceptive devices of our adversary, the devil. Some people think it's a myth, but those of you who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about, right? Amen. If it weren't so, I would tell you, beloved, praise the Lord. There are actually two kingdoms. Yes, there are. There is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of his adversary, the devil. He hates God. He hates you. He hates me. And there's nothing that we can do to change that. You can't make friends with him. He ain't going to love you. His hate runs real deep, and God's love runs deeper. His love runs wider, and he sent his son in human form to come into this world to show us just how much he loves us. Amen. The whole atmosphere in this season gets charged with feelings of goodwill, with feelings of love. Come on here, somebody. And some folks that's under that other spirit, you know, they don't feel the love. They don't give the love. They can't find the love. But we pray for them. Some of us were them. And we know how good it feels to come into the light of the love of God, the light that is in Jesus Christ. Am I right about it? That's the reason for the season, beloved. Hallelujah. That we would know the love of God manifest in flesh. Hallelujah. In John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. He even came unto his own, and in some cases it says his own received him not. Oh, my gosh. Hallelujah. So he connects and relates to those who are ostracized, amen, even by their own. Come on here, somebody. You know, in this season, so many things are happening and so many emotions can be happening as well. Dealing with, you know, family issues or workplace issues or relationships in the community with your neighbors or community operations that you may be participating in. And, you know, lots of stuff are going on. Then we got the headlines and we got crazy news. We got news about humanoid robots and artificial general intelligence that can replace everything and everybody, trying to create a wisdom and a knowledge that could, in their minds, right, duplicate, you know, imitate the all-knowingness of God, the omniscience of God, you know, this artificial general intelligence. You check it out, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, or you just sitting tight, and, you know, they say it'll be here in a couple of years, maybe a decade, right? So, you know, this man's desire to be God, and this man's desire, amen, to know all things, beloved. That's what that letting loose of Mr. Musk on all the federal agencies was about, collecting all of that knowledge, all of that information, all that data, then making data centers big as football fields, beloved, to capture all this data. Something's going on, and we're not talking about it in the public like they talking about it in the private. Come on here, somebody. But we need to let you know, hallelujah, that with all this going on, it doesn't take God unawares. Remember back in the book of Genesis where he said, you know, went down and saw what man was doing, and he said, you know, if they put their minds together, they put their minds to do it, they'll be coming up here to heaven. So God scrambled their language, and he dispersed the people, and they spread out from the origins of the African continent, hallelujah, and moved into other parts of this globe. And that's where we got all of these evolutions, where skin complexions changed and hair textures changed and eye colors changed to accommodate the different places around the globe that the people were dispersed. But it was the case that God said way back then that there'll be nothing impossible to them if they put their minds. Because what? We're created in the image of the Creator. We're created with this mind, hallelujah, that can imagine and do amazing things. And then when you're connected with the spiritual and you get downloaded information, come on here, somebody. You can imagine things. You can see things. You can envision things that don't even exist yet. Praise be to God. All these things were written about in the book. And so in the book it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God with us. Praise be to God. And Lord, beloved, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You've been through those fiery times in life when, hallelujah, it was just all consuming, overwhelming, destructive. You didn't know if you didn't think you were going to make it, more or less know if you could. You just didn't think, this is the thing that's going to take me out of here. I'm about to lose my mind up in here, you know, and then God breaks through for you. Come on here, somebody. It can be a person who comes and knocks at the door at the right time, a phone call that you receive, an opportunity that, hallelujah, you weren't looking for or did expect. And God moves and comes on through, beloved. You know, he is God with us. He wants us to know how much he loves us. He condescended. He came down from heaven, from the womb to the tomb, to experience our experience. He is well acquainted with our sorrow and our grief. He is well acquainted with betrayal. He is well acquainted with being a refugee. He is well acquainted with being poor. He is well acquainted, hallelujah, and he is the champion of the cause. Praise be to God. He teaches us that, you know, you were once a stranger. Be careful how you treat the strangers in your midst. He taught us, amen, that you, amen, hallelujah, needed Jehovah Jireh to provide for you. Provide for your brother, your sister, too. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So in this season, as I keep my eye on Jesus, the message of Jesus, who he was, the message he brought to this world, the message that he deposited here and left here, that we continue to resonate and continue to articulate the message of God's redeeming love, restoring love, renewing love, reviving love, the love of God that came and dwelt among us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Get excited about this season. And you know what, beloved? It is prophetically spoken, not in the scriptures, but in the spirit, that in this December of 2025, for those who are intentional about seeking God, for those who are praying, for those who are repentant, for those who are hearts are open to God, for those who have been living and trying to do what God has asked of them, but have been stuck or being confused or been overwhelmed, that God is moving. He's been moving in the background. He's been moving in the unseen, and he is going to be moving, hallelujah, and doing some great things. Lord, beloved, don't let this season in December 2025 pass you by. Don't get distracted with trying to buy up everything you can before it runs off the shelf. Don't get distracted by who's calling or who's not, what cards are you sending or what cards came in. Don't get distracted. Keep your eye on God, on the message of his redeeming love, on the sacrifice of his son, on the work that he has done for millenniums, beloved. Amen. He cares about us. He cares about our lives. He cares about our futures. He cares about our eternity. Hallelujah. And through Jesus Christ, we can make our eternal destination sure and secure, beloved. Hallelujah. And that's why we sing and celebrate. Don't get distracted and don't miss the move of God in this season and in this moment. You want to know more what I'm talking about? You can reach out. Amen. Pastor Kim, you can find me. Hallelujah. I'll be there. You can email us at overcomerministries12534@gmail.com. You can email us there. You can send us a text, 518-653-2008, and I or someone will get back with you, because we want you to know what God is saying, and we don't want you to miss the move of God in this December 2025 season. Hallelujah and amen. 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 God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. I have more music for you, beloved. And I have coming up next Miss Cece Winans. Miss Cece Winans is coming to our area. She'll be in Albany, New York in 2026 in the spring. And she's going to do her thing. She's going to do it right now, right here with us. For she says, come, 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 Jesus, come. Glory be to God. Come into our hearts. Come into our homes. Come into our ministries. Come into our lives. Come into our businesses. Come into our communities. Come into our government. Come, God. Come.
Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal. There'll be no war, and there'll be no change when Jesus comes. Let today be the day. He'll come for the power of his name. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right.
deep down I know this world isn't home. Come Jesus, come. Come Jesus, come. One day he'll come and we'll stand face to face. Come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by river.
Come, Jesus, come. Amen. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Come into my home. Come and be the head of my life. Come, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, come. Are you with me? Amen. Well, beloved, it's about time for me to get ready to get off this broadcast line and go into the remainder of the day. I want to shout out the Winter Walk committee and the Winter Walk on yesterday. I could hear the fireworks over here in Greenport. I could hear those things. Amen. Didn't get to get out there yesterday, but I know it was wonderful. The weather was beautiful. What do they call it? Balmy weather. It was beautiful out, and hope you enjoyed if you had a chance to get out again. Snaps and claps to the organizers of that. We had on our show on last Tuesday, sister that's started the river. Oh my gosh, what's the name of it? Her name is Hannah. It's the River Baroque Choir, and they're coming to First Presbyterian Church on December 20th to perform Handel's Messiah. Tickets are involved, and so if you want more information, HudsonMessiah.eventbrite.com, HudsonMessiah, MessiahEventbrite.com for more information. That'll be at the First Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m. on December 20th. And also on December 20th, the St. Peter's Church in Stuyvesant? Okay. Well, I got that. Let me see. Spencertown. I knew it was an S. The St. Peter's Church in Spencertown will be hosting Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's a one-man show. Tim Coombs is a great storyteller, and it's open to the public for free. There will be intermission with refreshments, and they are raising funds to help support the Columbia Kitchen and St. Peter's Kitchen Fund, The Christmas Carol. That's going to be also December 20th at 4 p.m., fun for all ages. Then I believe, I'll double check, we got a little bit more time, the Kwanzaa celebration will be happening that night. Lots of things going on for Christmas. Pray for us as we do our next Christmas ministry outreach for our children and seniors in the community. We don't have that date. We wait to find out when our toys and gifts will be delivered, then we can set the date for the distribution. It is usually the Saturday before Christmas, and we pray for your help and your support. We understand that the gifts are not going to be as bent bountiful as in past years. So we're doing what we can to make sure that our families are blessed and helped and have a wonderful celebration. The giving of gifts is also a representation, a symbol of God's great gift to us. Happy birthday to all you December babies. Happy anniversary to all you December lovers. For more info about Overcoming Ministries, check out our website as well, www.omichurch.com. We're praying for you if you're sick and you're shut in or you're lost or you're lonely. If you're confused, depressed, stressed, or grieved and bereaving, we are praying for you. And I pray that no matter how dark the clouds may be or gray your day, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere and you will not give up or quit in the dip. You'll hang on in there in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Kim. There's a bright side somewhere reminding you all to stay in the light. He is the light. Live in the light. Live in the bright side till we meet again. God bless you. God loves you. I do too.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come.